being fair. The civic organization Stop City of Cape Town is gearing up for the fight of their lives with our city over the electricity tariffs. Stay tuned when I chat to its leader, Sandra Dixon, as well as the manager of electricity retail management at City of Cape Town, Hussein Essop.
This is Cape Talk.
So, Stop COCT says it is considering taking legal action against the city for its home user and surcharge rates on electricity. This comes after the city met with NERSA and the organization, which had disputed the city's electricity tariffs. The city says there is nothing illegal about the amount charged to recover the costs of providing electricity as it was approved by the National Energy Regulator, or NERSA. We're going to chat to the founder of Stop COCT, that's Sandra Dixon. Good morning. You're joining us on the line from Brackenfell. How are you, Sandra?
I'm very well, thank you.
Please just let us know what you identified and how you verified it.
Right. We did research on the tariffs that the city implemented over the last 10 years, and we picked up that in 2015 that a discrepancy started to creep in between the NERSA-approved tariffs published on the NERSA website and the electricity tariffs that the City of Cape Town had been implementing. We investigated this, and we then found that from 2016 onwards, the discrepancy was first tiny, and then it increased every single year, and it really got very noticeable from 2018, 19, and 20 onwards, where this year the discrepancy ranges between 6% and 15.4%, where the city implemented tariffs, which is like that amount higher than what NERSA approved. So we started asking questions.
And how were they answered? We're going to give Hussein Essop an opportunity to respond shortly, but how were those questions answered? I mean, 15% discrepancy is incredibly high on already highly increased electricity tariffs in a very tight economy.
Yes, we got zero feedback from the city, and then we went to NERSA to complain at NERSA. It was not our only complaint. We had numerous complaints about other issues as well, but this one appeared to be the complaint that would affect most, well, every single person that buy a unit every single minute of the day. That was met with NERSA answering us, telling us that they would do an inquiry. The inquiry turned out to end up or culminate into a mediation session. The NERSA sent us all emails. They sent the email to Stop COCT as well as to the City of Cape Town and invited us to a mediation meeting, which took place Monday and Tuesday.
So on
The outcome was that the city on Tuesday explained how they are doing it, and NERSA then accepted their explanation. But
so NERSA, why go to court?
We could well go to court. We need to do more research because the explanation of the city is not exactly what we thought we would get.
Okay. Sandra, thank you very much. I'm going to give the city an opportunity to clarify that then. Thank you. That's Sandra Dixon, founder of Stop COCT. Good morning, Hussein Essop, electricity retail management at the City of Cape Town. I'm sure you heard that discussion with Sandra. Please let us know what the explanation was that she doesn't seem to think was sufficient.
Good morning, everywhere, and thank you for this opportunity. I wasn't part and parcel of that meeting, so I only got the tail end of that, and I only have what Sandra said now. However, she is correct that the NERSA did say or did approve our tariffs, and they did agree that the city applied the approved tariff or implemented the approved tariffs of NERSA.
Okay,
however, there is a portion which they didn't approve, or they don't have the mandate to approve, which the city did add to the tariff.
Just for our sakes, in terms of fairness, can you just explain to us why there's a 15% discrepancy in the prices I'm paying for electricity here in Cape Town and my family's paying in Johannesburg?
Well, it can vary. It couldn't be. It can't. It's not just 15%, because remember, okay, no two municipalities. You cannot compare two municipalities because our number of people or number of customers the types of customers vary. So you have to look
what contributes to the variance?
The variance is the number of industrial customers you have. Johannesburg has a larger number of industrial customers than the city of Cape Town.
Okay.
The number of indigent customers that are within the city as opposed to other Munich, the number of big households, small households, etc. And so those social dynamics will play a role in terms of what the city can do to make to come up with its specific tariff.
So it's a form of subsidization, depending on who the business, who the client is, and who.
Well, let's look at the surcharge that the city has implemented on the consumptive tariff. It's a 23.39 cents. Now, this surcharge is made up of two items. One is a 10% contribution to rates, and the other is a cost for the installation, the burning rate, the maintenance and repairs of our street lights. Now, why do we put a surcharge for street lights?
It's important
because it's an important function of the electricity business to maintain those street lights, but it has nothing to do with the provision of electricity supply. And that is what NERSA approved. It approves the tariffs or the cost that has to do with the provision of the supply. So
Sorry, just on a yes-no basis, if you might help me understand, do other municipalities have surcharges that include streetlights?
Yes and no. Some would have surcharges, others, it depends on how they put that forward to NERSA. Some have got it both into their tariff, into their consumptive tariff, and others would, but I don't know which, I can't tell you which municipality does that or not.
Of course. All right, we'll stay close to the story and see the developments. If Sandra proceeds to take some action, we'll I'm sure definitely cover the story again. Hussein Essep, Electricity Retail Management at the City of Cape Town. Stay tuned for the top three.